It's Monday, October 8th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 361. I am joined by Josh Trago, John Green, and Bill Lally, talking about Stampine being purchased by DCC Technology. Josh Trago starts off talking about the advantage of becoming a global AV company from the side of both a manufacturer and end user.
Well, let's take a look at it from the swinging of the manufacturer. It's more costly to constantly have bodies on the street than to work with a distribution arm that's going to go and advocate for your product or make sure that your products are out there. The way that they incentivize distribution is very different than the way that they incentivize reps. It's very different from the way that they incentivize hired employees. So there is a cost savings effect through distribution, because you're able to reach a lot of people that you may not have been able to reach previously, because when somebody calls a distributor, they're often looking for full product system solutions. I remember being an end user calling Full Compass and asking questions, and they're like, oh yeah, we have that, but we don't have this thing that you want, but we have this other alternative, and you can go with that, and that'll flip that around for people. So that creates an advantage from the manufacturing standpoint. From the integrator standpoint, let's look at the consolidation of the industry. How many people have bought international organizations in the last year, or expanded their international efforts? You need to have centralized buying capabilities. You need to be able to have the partners that you can trust to get you the products that you need, not just in one region anymore, but globally. So having international distribution of a single product line or a manufacturer's line is going to give you the capability to do that. So that's going to allow you to grow and have those resources. And the same would be true for the consultants, is that when we're looking to spec a product in, let's say, Dubai, where there seems to be a lot of construction these days, then we need to make sure that they are going to have access to that. And if I called up a perfect example from the real world is I called up my QSC guy and said, I need to know how I'm going to get this product. And he's like, well, we're just going to have to get it to you through distribution. Well, if I already know that I have to get it through distribution when I'm going to certain regions because manufacturers don't have direct support there anymore, now we're back to the manufacturer argument that I can now support regions that I don't necessarily have bodies in, which creates the relationship with the consultant, which gets it specified. And then I know that I can supply it through a specific distribution channel, which the integrator, whoever will be servicing that region, will have support for both locally and globally. So it creates this lovely supply chain and is the next evolution for a lot of the things that we're doing. There are going to be people that don't want to move there, but we keep moving ourselves closer and closer to the IT distribution methodology, and this is just the next step in that.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.